I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, Mark Evans and I had a chance to talk with Josh Wales. He's Materials Management Supervisor at the Marquette County Solid Waste Management Authority and with Recycle 906. We talked about some of the items that you can and can't put into your trash and your recycling, and here's more with Josh Wales.
You're going to get into the season where people are building and taking renovations and starting renovations. So one thing to look for, we don't like to see like thermostats, stuff with mercury. Pull that stuff out. We take it for free at our hazardous waste collection, which, by the way, tomorrow in Marquette on the Pioneer Road from 3 to 7, there is a free collection. The other thing, too, is asbestos. People don't think about that. You're ripping out walls in your house. You have an old house. Asbestos is prevalent all over in those big houses. So make sure you get it tested and make sure you're not sending the wrong materials.
The other thing, too, is that if you're doing something like this with a project, what have you, is to look you guys up. I mean, the information, what you do and don't want, is actually out there right now.
Yeah, absolutely. We have two websites, actually. One, recycle906.com. That's going to be more for your recycling side of it. But then there's also the MCSWMA, and that's going to tell you all of your do's and don'ts for the landfill side of the material.
Okay, so we're looking at this, and we're talking about, obviously, you know, some things you shouldn't throw away, but then the answer goes, or people think, well, if I'm not going to throw it away, maybe it can be recycled, but there's other things to keep in mind with that too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So think about like your medicine cabinet. We don't want to see any like prescription meds. And then the big thing, like Mark said, is needles. People are touching the material all the time. So please, please keep that out of the recycle bins.
There is a very legit school of thought with the needles. If you don't have one of the medical grade containers, everybody has this in their home and they can use what?
Yep, you can use anything from an old milk jug, but the best one is probably a laundry detergent soap container. Those harder, are nice and thick. Yep.
Harder plastic kind of thing.
That yeah,
seems
exactly.
Like good rule of thumb. Again, you mentioned that a lot of this is available online. What is that Recycle One in particular?
So that's recycle906.com.
Josh Wales is with us today. A couple of gentlemen as we're talking trash about it. He is the Materials Management Supervisor, Marquette County Solid Waste Management Authority, also with Recycle 906, talking about some tips and things to keep in mind, especially as you're maybe doing some projects, doing some yard work, doing some garage cleaning. What to throw away, what not to put in with maybe a dumpster or something.
That's
or whatever.
Right. I wanted to go that direction. A lot of people will get a roll-off container from, say, North Country or something like that, and they'll have it for a week, and they're doing the people there at those places also have an indication for homeowners, et cetera, what not to put in there, correct?
Yep, I believe when you order a roll-off container that they give you kind of a outline of what can and cannot go into the bin.
But that's based on what you guys will also take at your at the management authority, because there are certain things you just don't want. I mean, in the past, we've talked with you guys about things like, you know, the lithium batteries and things like that. What are some key things to keep in mind in terms of don't put this in the trash or don't even put it in the recycle and maybe find you guys where they can take it?
Yeah, so one thing I think about is like fires, you know, a battery, throwing that into a big pile of wood and paper and stuff like that. We have collection sites all over the county. If you jump on our website, recycle906.com, there is all kinds of locations where you can bring them and it is free.
How are we doing recycling-wise? I know because for the longest time, recycling was, why bother? Are we getting better and better and better? Are we seeing a plateau? Where are we with the whole recycling thing?
Absolutely, we're getting a lot better. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but I know we are up quite a bit from when we started in 2012.
Well, that's a good sign because there's been a lot of effort to do that. Again, if people have questions, maybe they want to look in a little bit more with the recycling or find out a little bit more about the do's and don'ts about what to throw away or how to get rid of it, how can they find that?
Recycle906.com and also MCSWMA.com.
That's Josh Wales, Materials Management Supervisor at the Marquette County Solid Waste Management Authority and with Recycle 906. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.